Hey, it's Tina here. It's Tuesday, March the 29th, and I am sitting here working on, which makes me nervous to say, but I'm working on a book, and the book is on how to find your life purpose. It's going to be a mini book, around 10,000 words, and I'm really, really excited, and I'm really, really proud of myself, because I'm making really good progress. I'm at 8,000 words right now, and ideas are flowing, and I just wanted to share with you kind of the process that I went through in my head to get here. I mean, if you have ever want to write a book, right? It sounds pretty freaking daunting. It sounds really scary, you know? And there's a reason why I avoided it for as long as I did, is because it sounded really scary. It sounded beyond me. And when I ask my mind, can I write a book? Its answer is no. Duh. What do you know? You know, that's what your mind tells you. And now, the trick is to break a task down. So, for example, in my case, I know I am capable of writing an article that's 1,500 words long. I know I can do that, right? And so I just sit down and commit to myself that I'm going to write 1,500 words today. Whatever that comes out, even if it sounds bad, I'm committing to that. And if I did this every single day, in not a very long time, like 10 days, if I continue to do this, I'm going to end up with a 10,000 word book. Do you know what I mean? And if you're sitting there saying to yourself, well, I can't write 1,500 word article, then ask yourself, well, can I write a 500 word article? And sit down and commit to writing 500 word. And then continue on and say, I'm going to write another 500 word and another 500 word. And before you know it, you have a 1,500 word article. You know what I'm saying? And so it's just all this framing in your head. It's how you frame it that creates the possibilities and the ideas, you know? And the other thing is, when you actually sit down to do it, there's this power that goes along with it that I can't really explain, but I'm sure you can relate. Like this morning, I was dragging my feet. You know, I just didn't want to do it. I was telling myself I couldn't do it, to the point where I think I even tricked myself into feeling like I'm sick. You know, like this morning, I woke up at about 5 o'clock in the morning because my son just started crying for no reason, and so I had to get up and tend to him, and I used that as an excuse for, I'm not feeling well. I have a headache. I'm not feeling well. You know, and by tricking myself that I'm sick, it gives me the excuse to not do it. You know what I'm saying? And the beautiful thing is, I didn't want to do it, but I had to. I forced myself to sit down, even though I wasn't feeling most optimal. You know, I got my water and I had my tea and I put on the music that puts me in the flow, and I just started doing it, even though I felt resistance. And not very long. I started getting into the flow and ideas came and I just typed it up. It was merely just a vessel, letting ideas come and writing it out. And it was beautiful. And so I wanted to share that with you because I thought it was helpful that if you're working on a project or a book or you want to clean out a room or something, whatever project that you want to do that seems daunting, that seems overwhelming, that that you find yourself resisting to take action to get there, think about what I said. And I hope that that will be kind of useful for you. Okay, I hope you're having a great week. And one other thing I wanted to share with you is I am starting to do videos. So kind of these messages I'm leaving you now and last week, I'm starting to put them in videos. And I can't wait to share with you some of those soon. Okay? Hope you're having a beautiful week, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.